Make it stick. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 413. And today is the last tip in the series. This series called Your Voice Matters for New and Inexperienced Speakers. Thank you, everybody who sent in a tip. Thank you for those of you who've commented on the tips I've shared so far. And today we're going to finish with my top tip. Next week, I do have a wrap up, but for this week, the last tip is make it stick. We've got to make our teaching and preaching stick the best that we can. Make your message sticky with your audience and sticky with scripture. Both of those really matter. So first of all, let's talk about sticky with scripture. What I mean by this is the fact that whatever we preach and teach from God's word, it's got to come from it, got to come out of it. What we say has got to be sticky with the scripture. It's got to apply to the scripture. It's got to come from it and point back to it so that the scripture is what is more prominent than what you or I say or how we say it. Because frankly, what you and I say, it won't last. Not for very long. But if what we say is rooted in this, then this, the power of God, the word of God, will stick with the people who've heard it. And that is what will transform their lives. God's word is what changes lives, not yours or mine. So the first question to ask as you're preparing your lesson is my message deeply rooted in scripture? Is it sticky with the actual passage or topic of scripture that I'm talking about? And that means we don't just have a Bible verse here or there in our lessons, but our message flows out of the truth of God's word. It's not so much a message salted with scripture as it is a message soaked in scripture. Let the scriptures drive the shape of your lesson, the tone of your lesson, and the heart of what you say. So that's the first thing, make it sticky with scripture. But the second is to think about, as you look at your lesson, how is this going to be sticky with my audience? That's the other side of it here, because there's no point in preaching this truth if it doesn't land somewhere for the people who are listening on the day. If your hearers can't see what this truth means for them, if it doesn't stick with them, it won't actually make an ongoing difference. That's why a second question is very important here, which is, will what I'm about to say, will it stick with my audience? Will they hold on to it? Is there something I'm saying the way I'm saying it and how I'm saying it that will help it to be sticky with them? So you ask yourself the question as you look at your lesson before you preach it, will this stick with my audience? How do we do that? Well, we've talked about that a lot in this series, but it's things like using stories, using images, using questions, using personal sharing, being very real yourself, being clear about what you're trying to say, not vague, being honest. Jesus, of course, was an absolute master at this. Study his teaching. You'll get the idea. His teaching was sticky with his audience. That's why somebody at some point wrote it down, because it stuck with them. He told unforgettable stories, which carried deep spiritual, scriptural truth within them, and it stuck. The parable of the prodigal, or the prodigals, you could say, is the perhaps the best example of all. A very simple story, a rebellious son, a patient father, a bitter older brother, but it sticks. It stuck with his audience then, it sticks with us now, because it speaks to somewhere deep in the heart, doesn't it? We remember the hug of the father with the son when he comes back. We remember the robe being put on his back. We remember the party and the conversation with the older son. We remember the father running down the road. These things stick. That's the powerful thing about that story in many ways. It's not just what it's saying, but it's how Jesus is saying it to convey something that means that we get a better understanding of how God feels about us. That's the truth that sticks. So two things to be sticky, hopefully. First of all, make sure your message is sticky with scripture. And secondly, think about how you can help what you're saying stick with your audience. So to wrap up, ask yourself when you've got your lesson outline, you look at it, ask yourself, is this sticking with me? Because if it's not sticking with you, it's not very likely it'll stick with the people listening to you. So ask yourself that question. And then if you think, yep, no, it's sticking with me, then ask yourself, how can I help this be sticky for them so that they get the sticky stuff they really need from the lesson, and particularly from, of course, the scriptures themselves? Sticky with scripture, sticky with your audience. That's your sweet spot, both of those. Next week, I have a final kind of admonition and encouragement, but that's the last of the tips. If you've got any more tips that you'd like me to talk about in the future, then send them in. I'd be very happy to receive them. And it'd be interesting to hear also what you think about this series. What's been helpful? What's made you think? Have you adjusted the way you prepare and present your lessons as a result of any of these tips? I would really be grateful to know. And if you could, please do leave a comment and leave it where we can see it, because then we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we're learning in community, right? Why not consider also joining us for AIM UK and Ireland? We're currently doing New Testament survey. We're going to be doing New Testament interpretation in June of 2025 at the time of this recording. So you can find all the details at the website and send me an email if you've got any questions. If you have questions about God's word, then send it my way via the email. And if you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. If you can think of anybody that might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on. Thanks very much. And remember, at all times, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.